Hi there. And now that you're here, we're all in the company of your cool aunts. I'm Sam.
And I'm Ted.
And this is the Your Cool Aunts podcast, where we follow the lives and times of cool aunts through Claire's diary. So welcome back. And if you're new here, you can join the conversation in our Facebook group. There's more on our website and Twitter and Instagram, too. So follow us, like us, subscribe, give us a good review. It's okay. Well, let's get to it.
Hi. I think you're supposed to say it. Hi. So, hi.
Hey.
How are you today?
I am well, thank you. I'm looking over Claire's note, getting a little preview.
You want to share?
Nieces, aunts, and friends. Claire says, has this happened to you? You're watching an award show like the Grammys, and you have no idea who the winner is or what music they will play or sing. I felt so out of touch. I called Grace to see if she'd ever heard of the winner, and I was only slightly comforted. I've associated these things, or should I say knowledge, with youth. I always knew who the winners were just a few years ago. What happened?
She grew up. She changed her musical interests.
Well, especially with music, it's very pop, top 10 hit oriented. And I think when you're not in that zone anymore. Anyway.
Well, that's what happens when you become an international wine buyer and you're off in Europe listening to Mozart, I guess.
Yeah, really. Claire goes on to say, fighting back, I started listening to different radio stations. This is so typical. You know, you get caught not knowing. You're like, oh, you know, I need to expand my horizons. Fighting back, I started listening to different radio stations, adding new categories to my music streaming accounts. I felt on top of things. That is, until I stayed with Laurent and found that she is even more knowledgeable than me about some things that I think I should know about. She's more than 10 years older than me, and she seems to be ahead of me on these things, or am I trailing behind? These are the things that Claire is asking herself.
Because she certainly should be ahead of Laurent and everything musical.
I think Claire's a little rattled. I don't know. We don't know exactly where she is. I mean, she's obviously well into her 20s at this point anyway, right? Late 20s, maybe?
Early 30s, maybe.
Yeah, probably. All right. Shall we open the diary?
It's an old diary. Sound effect department.
I think we're going to stop you from running the sound effects department.
It gets people to listen.
I'm looking for what title did she give this? I don't see a title. A Parisian singer. So Claire's rattled about things to do with age and her knowledge, her current events knowledge, put it that way, in terms of arts and what have you.
So she says she called Grace. Who's Grace? Do we know?
I don't know.
Must be a friend. I don't remember her mentioning Grace before. That's all. She says she called Grace, so I guess she's a contemporary of hers.
I guess so. Okay, into the diary we go, and she starts off with a paragraph that she starts it with, how does she know these things? Okay, Claire's going to beat this issue to death, I have a feeling. Claire says, I've come to expect certain standards from Laurent about everything, how she lives, how she dresses, even how she walks. It's a very long list of very high standards. And she exudes a type of formality that doesn't read as stuffy or contrived. What it does for sure is command attention and respect. Laurent is always noticed for the right reasons. In the context of these observations and expectations, she really did surprise me one Sunday morning. I think Claire could write a book and call it Sundays with Laurent.
Or Sunday Surprises.
Yeah. Okay. The good old days revisited. Claire says, whenever I was in her city over a weekend, I loved to spend it with her. Staying at her apartment and having time together rather than a pass-through quick visit. Obviously, she's talking about Laurent's place here. I planned for these weekends sometimes months in advance. They were that important to me. And on this particular weekend, it was no different. I arranged several meetings around the weekend with Laurent. It felt long overdue, and I rushed through the last meetings anticipating my weekend. Claire continues, I was lingering in a fading dream sequence when I awoke to the smell of espresso and the little clink of a spoon. Laurent rested the tiny cup and saucer on the table beside the couch where I spent the night. A perfect awakening, especially knowing that an extended breakfast slash brunch would follow and not end until sometime later that afternoon. But not before every page of the Times had been read. Thoughts? Scene setting here.
Scene setting. Yeah. It reminds me of another couple of times she's mentioned being in Laurent's apartment and the sun coming in. Remember that was an earlier.
Yeah.
The sun coming in. I just envision this apartment being incredibly beautiful and, you know, lots of windows and, you know, light streaming in and just a, you know, just a gorgeous place to have a Sunday brunch. You know, that's my envision. That's how I envision Laurent. Yeah. That's how I envision Laurent, period. But her space probably is very much
like that. It's funny you say that, the Sunday brunch. I don't think for a moment that they ate at Laurent's. I think they go out to the cafe.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, I think they linger in the morning, reading the paper, drinking coffee, reading the Times, you know, read the ink off the paper, and then get dressed and head out for brunch.
Yeah, I guess right? A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
Especially
maybe you have a little croissant or something with, you know, to tide you over till somewhere closer to noon.
A little
noon.
Continental breakfast.
You yes.
Know? Orange little, juice croissant. And
little confiture.
Confiture. Yeah. Yeah. Amber.
Okay. We're in New York. This is not France. We're in New York. A roll and some butter.
No, she has croissants and beurre and confiture. That's the only way to do it.
I know.
It's Laurent.
Meanwhile, back in the diary, something unexpected. And Claire goes on to say, every element of this morning was so perfect. I hadn't even thought about music when Laurent asked me to build a good playlist from her collection of CDs while she pulled things together in the kitchen. Uh-huh. I was wrong about going out on this particular day. They're going to do brunch at home, I gather. I have paid such close attention to so many of the details that Laurent seemed to get just right, but I had never even considered whether or not she even owned any CDs. It never crossed my mind. But if you asked me what kind of music she preferred, I would have guessed that she probably had, I don't know, maybe a few classical LPs, maybe some jazz standards. But standing before a CD rack in her bookcase, I could see I wasn't necessarily wrong, but I missed the mark on the other parts of her collection. It was obvious that her favorites were in a well-worn section devoted to female vocalists that ranged from blues to Motown to classic folk to historic icons like Piaf, Aretha, Anita Baker, and then an unknown, Christine and the Queens. Who is this? I wondered if maybe it was a gift because it seems so out of place. Even now, there are still things about Laurent that continue to surprise me. I'm still learning. Always learning. Well, any thoughts about
Christine
this?
And the Queens? So she, well, first of all, her assumption that, you know, Laurent would have the kind of music Laurent would have, you know, because I think she has a vision of Laurent or her perception of Laurent.
Let's be honest. She idolizes Laurent. Right?
Yeah. But I think she also thinks of her as being an older, I mean, older, like older, not just 10 or 12 years older than she is.
Right. She's her mother's. Laurent is Claire's mother's younger sibling by more than 10 years, right?
Right.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. So she's probably halfway between Claire and Claire's mother in age. But Claire, I think, tends to assign Laurent to more of her mother's age.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think...
I don't know.
I think she sees... Well, I guess that's probably...
That would be my guess.
I think that's probably how most people would view somebody who's 10 or 12 years older.
Yeah.
You know, and I think she associates Laurent with her mother because of their relationship and how they interact.
Look, when you're in your 20s, somebody who's 10 years older than you has lived half your life again, right?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. Yeah. But when you're in your 30s and 40s, it's less significant. You know, it's not as significant. Anyway,
so I think she views her or her perception of her is that she's kind of like her mother, but maybe a little hipper than her mother mm-hmm. because she's a bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then she has this other viewpoint that she should have these standards and jazz and all that. Yeah. So she's got a very interesting perception, I guess, of her aunt.
Well, another thing I wonder about Claire and how she sees Laurent is it's her aunt, but she hasn't spent that much time with her. It's as much as she can, but it's occasional.
Right. When you think about her coming in, summers or whenever, coming to visit summers.
When Claire was a kid, she'd blast in and show up in the summertime. And
so what is this cool aunt of hers? I mean, what is, can she define her by what she likes? Because I think she's making her closer to her mother than she is to her.
Well, right. But what we've learned from Claire in the last few diary entries, too, is that her mother, there's a lot more to her mother than she ever expected there to be. Basically, Claire has discovered that her mother is a cool aunt.
Right. But she discovers this kind of late in the game.
You don't expect it of your mother.
Right. But when she was little, she thought Laurent was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's always thought Laurent was very cool.
Right. So I don't know. I still think she puts Laurent in this place of honor that she's a little older, but she's a lot wiser. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
Or, hipper than her mother, but not as hip as Claire thinks she is.
Most people, when you know someone or you encounter someone, and if they are reserved in their conversation or, they're not prone to drama or anything like that, I think Laurent is very, I think I would describe her as being more on the quiet side. She observes a lot and she speaks when she has something to say. And when people act that way, I think there's an implication that you're more mature, more sophisticated, a little older, right?
I agree with that. I think you're right. Well, they're mysterious, right? Because you really don't know
thinking. The mystery is, Okay, let's go on. This is interesting. Claire says, I loaded a few hours of cuts that included a light pop opera, some easy classical, and a bit of jazz. I don't really like a lot of vocals for times like these. It seems too busy to talk over and even to read by. I left the CD from Christine and the Queens on top of the player because I wanted to know more. Our meal, the morning and most of the afternoon, were exactly perfect. I loved it. Occasionally, throwing another log on a very cooperative fire with photogenic embers. when you get a fire going just right and you just add a log every single time, then the log just poof, starts burning happily because you have a nice big bed of coals. I love that.
Nothing like a good fire, beautiful fire.
And when it's been going all day, you get a nice, real, and it's cooking. A comment over the top of the page of whatever we were reading here and there, an offer of more coffee or something stronger, anything. I'd almost forgot to ask. Then I remembered when the CD player ran silent, and I asked her. I asked Laurent, who is this Christine in the Queens in your collection? Is it yours? And she seemed surprised that I did not know of them. And she said, better to see and hear her first. Let me show you a YouTube video. Now, okay, I think Claire is now surprised three times over. Laurent's like, oh, wait, let me show you the... Okay. And Laurent continues to say, her singing is at least equal to her dancing, so you've got to watch and listen. And that's the end of the quote. Claire says, I had to replay the video several times because I had not seen this level of performance since, of all things, Michael Jackson.
That's very true. Yeah.
Okay, Laurent just introduced Claire to basically a pop singer, a French pop singer.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The next, I'm laughing because I can see the next little subtitle. It says, was I out of touch? Yes, Claire, a little bit. But it's okay, you're catching up, right? Anyway, she says, was I out of touch? Where had I been? Why hadn't I heard of this amazing French singer and dancer? More interestingly, I did not know Laurent was so in touch with new music and new performers. She scoffed at my query, answering that she might have many more years than me, but she will, quote, never disengage from life. Never. I can hear that with an accented punch to it. Yeah. Right?
I said, no, Yeah.
The exchange reminded me to resist the temptation to narrow my choices by falling into predictable patterns of comfort. It's the same with people, too, that I thought I really knew Laurent so well that I could accurately predict her choice in any category. What was I thinking? The notion embarrasses me still, and it forces me to see that, contrary to my viewpoint, people, Laurent, for example, they continue to grow, to change and adapt, to learn. She underscores that. And Claire says, it reminds me to be open, to take in more, to see and hear beyond that which I already like, to look for change. Boy, if that's not the reason to travel too, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a reason to travel. Just to see something different.
Just to put yourself, right, to put yourself in a different space, drop your shoulders, let it happen, engage with it, taste the food, listen, watch.
This is another Laurent lesson for her, that you never stop learning. And I guess with Claire, her astonishment of how does this woman know, or how does Laurent know about this French singer, this relatively new French singer. Also, you know, somebody was telling me a story about her daughter. She introduced her daughter to some music, and her daughter was, how come I didn't know about it? How come I didn't know? I should have known about this. And it's the same kind of thing, right? That, yeah, maybe your mother knows something, you know, that's pretty cool too, you know? So it's the learning, it's the constant learning, and it's the perception of what somebody can teach you. You never know what somebody can teach you, music or otherwise.
It brings to mind one other thing. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I and this is a little shout out to Scott, Y-O-O. There's a wonderful series called Now Hear This, and it's introducing you to music of
That's
different
a PBS
times.
Series,
it's a
right?
PBS yeah. masterpiece series, I think. Yeah, it's called Now Hear This. It's okay. And it's by Scott Hugh he's a violinist, and he takes you on these absolute incredible musical trips to these different places where he introduces like Mozart and Liszt and Schubert and all these people who you kind of heard about them, but you really didn't know like how they lived and what music they played. And
well, right. He
their
travels
stories.
To towns or places where they lived when they were writing certain pieces. And then he gets together with experts on this composer, whoever he's focused on this day. And they play it with the instruments of the time. And they sort of set the scene and they talk about what else was going on around him. Like, I forget which one, like where he was living at the time was a bit of a rundown place. I don't want to say ghetto, but, you know, what is going on around you and what's playing outside, you know, and somebody singing out their back window or something. What was affecting?
Yeah, I think what was interesting in listening or watching this series was even somebody who's been long dead can come back and teach you something that you didn't know about music. And that's my point about it doesn't matter the age of the person who enlightens you about a new aspect of music or a new musician or a new singer. There's always something to be learned from somebody who happens upon that information.
Let me run with this thought for a second, too. One of the reasons I like living in a place where there are a lot of different people around is I think that when you have a little neighborhood or be it a building, a neighbor, whatever, and there are a few older people, some people with little kids, younger couples, single person, you know, just a mix of different people, genders, cultures, all of that stuff. And you know, kids getting to see, you know, if you're not living close to your grandparents or something, they see elderly people moving about. And, you know, it's great for older people to see kids out playing and the noises of life. You know, one of my favorite things to do, and when we've been in Paris, is to just, you know, you've been out all day and you come back and take a little respite, a nap, whatever, particularly on a Sunday afternoon. It's my favorite. The city seems to slow down a bit. And then a lot of people take naps on Sunday afternoon. And you can hear, little kids talking outside or playing, or might hear a conversation of people walking up a stairwell or something. And after a little while, it gets closer to 4 or 5 o'clock and you might hear a pots clanking. Somebody's going to pull together something to eat. And than the smells of cooking or something, but those sounds of life, you know?
Someone playing a piano.
Oh.
Or violin.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I think what's fascinating about the buildings in Paris is how they're connected. So there's a well in the middle.
Yeah, there's usually some sort of an air shaft.
And a well. I meant an air shaft. And
or a center courtyard, a bigger space even. But for the real tight areas where it's more of a shaft.
And all these windows are overlooking that space and how there's life coming out of those different places.
Yeah, from all the different apartments.
And it's just wonderful to hear those sounds. They're so unique. Maybe there should be a recording of sounds of the apartment building or
city
something.
City sounds,
which would be kind of cool. But there's so much to, I don't know, there's some solace in the noise. It's not noise, but in the sounds.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you hear people cooking and then you hear them, you can smell it, right? It goes up that
shaft. The one that always gets me is so I can good. Always, you hear a couple of pots clinking. And then you can smell. This is a classic Sunday early supper thing. Oh, I'll just make a little pasta. And then the smell of pasta cooking hits that air shaft. And you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, something very special about that.
You know, you get up. Maybe you have a cup of tea or another coffee or something.
But there is something about learning from other. You were just mentioning a minute ago about having people around you who are at different stages in their lives and how they interact. And I think kids love having older people around, you know, especially little kids. And I think older people like having younger people around because it gives them a sense of joy seeing children growing up.
Growing up, I was a very little tot. And I have to salute this woman. She had this enormous duplex, a side-by-side two-family house. She rented to my parents with, you know, young couple with a flock of kids, basically, and I was the youngest. And when I was very small, before I was in school and everyone else was off for the day and I was just at home, you know, with my mother nearby or whatever, and I'd be outside, this lady would come out and just talk to me. And she would always take, and I guess this memory is springtime, and she would take a flower from the yard, like a little flower, like a violet, you know, something little flower. And she would put it in the buttonhole of my sweater.
That's so cute.
And I would come in the house, and every time my mother would say, oh, so you saw, you know, this lady. I say, and I used to think, how does she know? Well, there's a flower in my buttonhole. But I really have a lot of respect for that she was open enough to invite this family to live in her home with her. I mean, you know, side-by-side house, but you don't usually think of an elderly person as renting to a big, young family, you know?
Yeah.
But she did, and she was very kind, and she was very sweet to me, and I have such fond memories of her.
So she was a cool aunt before you knew it.
Oh, clearly. She was definitely.
Violets in your lapel.
The other thing I remember, your sense of older or I mean elderly people back then. She had those shades that keep out the light in the summer. Hers were dark green. It always kind of spooked me out a little to go into her living room because it was so dark. You know, and dark is scary to a little kid. I'm like, why is it so? Because she's trying to keep it cool. But yeah,
there's some real interesting exchanges between generations. And I think you said she was older. And when you're little, people who are a generation ahead of you seem like they're a million years old.
Oh, God.
You know, and God forbid they're two generations ahead of you. Then they really feel like they're ancient. I guess that's why they call them what they call them.
Well, when you're growing up and you first have some awareness of time and, you know, when you look at your mother and you think, you know, like she grew up in olden times.
Because
at that point, your mother's probably, you know, a 30-year-old young woman.
Because we all think life started when we started, right?
Yeah. The earth.
Did they have electricity when you were little? You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, so these are all. So now Claire learned something. Maybe Claire learned something about herself, not to assume that she knows.
I do. I agree with that. I think the bigger picture story here is that, you know, Claire, you shouldn't assume so much about anyone. Just lean back and don't assume anything.
So Aunt Laurent knew about Christine and the Queens before you did.
Yeah, there's a tiny bit more here. So she had left off. She had said, the notion embarrasses me. Let me just recap for you. She said that I thought I really knew Laurent so well and that I could accurately predict her choice in any category. So Claire's sort of like checking herself, saying, you know. And she goes on and she says, the notion embarrasses me now, and it forces me to see that contrary to my viewpoint, people, especially Laurent, continue to grow, to change, adapt, and to learn. It reminds me to be open, to take in more, and to see and hear beyond that which I already like, and to look for change. This is another life lesson in a long series that pretty much applies to everything I come in contact with, from fashion to books to music and on and on and on and on. And that's it.
Oh, that was a very sweet one.
Yeah.
So let's all listen to Christine and the Queens and don't forget to watch the video. I'm intrigued by that video.
I did. I really did identify with Claire on this one. Especially on the music front, on the new singers and the, you know, the best album of the year, those kinds of awards. There are times when you first start having that experience, I have no idea who this is. I've never heard this before. And it's a changing thing. Or another benchmark is when the Olympics come up. Everybody watches some of the Olympics anyway, summer or the winter, every couple of years. When you're watching the Olympics and you have the realization that everybody is younger than you. And that doesn't take much. That you can be 22 and feel that way watching the Olympics. But when you have that moment that you've reached a point where what you're watching, everybody is younger than you. And you're like, oh, so I guess I'm not going to be in the Olympics.
I guess the Olympics.
Maybe skeet shooting or something.
But it's every 4 years and it changes so much in that time frame. You know, I mean, someone who was 16 is now 20. And in many sports, that's like, forget it, because you've got a 12-year-old who's
peaked and gone. Yeah.
I think there's a lot to be learned about Olympic people. I think it also teaches us that opportunities come and they go. And sometimes there's no way to pull them back.
It's not a merry-go-round. They're not going to come around.
You're
again.
Not going to get that brass ring on the second go-round. And it is the seizing the moment. And, you know, like Laurent did, she sees somebody turned her on to Christine and the Queens. And she even explored a YouTube. I mean, she found out that she was on YouTube for her.
Yeah.
So it's not just the music. It's also watching this woman dance. So it's, how did she find that out? She probably did a little exploring until she found her. So keep your options open. Keep your eyes open.
True. Oh, you know what, though? It goes both ways, too. It's not just about, you know, as you age into your 20s, 30s, wherever you're going in time. But it's also the ability in your youth to be open to things outside of where everybody is, you know? Outside of the top 10 greatest hits right now.
Yeah.
And to watch that Mr. Yu, did you say?
Yeah, Scott Yu.
Oh, Scott Yu? Yeah, I admire that. And I think Claire is like that too. Claire is willing to look over. I mean, she made an assumption about her aunt, but I think Claire's pretty open to things.
Yeah, I think she is. Or she's getting to be.
Yeah. Oh, we're all growing up with Claire again, aren't we? Well, how about we keep this going?
Absolutely.
Skippity hoppity over to the Facebook group. Have any new ideas or new things you want to learn or discover or whatever? Share your thoughts with us and stories about your cool aunts. I'm Sam.
And I'm Ted.
And we'll see you next week when we're
back at the mic.